If you had led the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem, how would you have celebrated God's great work accomplished through his people? How about marching on the top of a wall? Well, that's what Nehemiah did. He had one choir singing and praising and marching in one direction, and another choir singing and praising and marching in the opposite direction until they met to combine their praise in one awesome chorus. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today, Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 43. And on that day, they offered great sacrifices, rejoicing because God had given them great joy. The women and the children also rejoiced. The sound of rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard far away. Then they climbed down from the wall and did more praising of the Lord, singing so loudly that their voices could be heard from far away, men and women and children joining together in praise. If the people of Jerusalem had something to rejoice about, we have so much more. Believers have been declared not guilty, and they have been made righteous. The Holy Spirit lives in us. Because of Jesus, we can experience abundant life today and live in heaven forever. Our lives have been rebuilt, restored, and redeemed. Living for Christ is, or should be, a daily celebration. Let's live today in such a way that people take note of our deep joy and deliberate rejoicing. Father, may our joy and rejoicing reflect the lives you have rebuilt through Jesus. We thank you in his name. Amen.